wishing you a really lovely Wednesday, and I hope you're keeping very well. And just wanted to say thank you so much to those of you who have reached out about this month's topic and just how important it actually has felt for you. And even people who've reached out where they really do want to allow themselves and are just trying to, you know, find how that's actually going to work for them. And I think that's really important, you know, that everything is different for each of us. We respond differently to different things and we have different perspectives. And I suppose that's what, as I say, makes the world go round. But it really, no matter what the teachings are about, it's just try to bring that in to your own mind in terms of what would feel best for you and how you can allow yourself in a way that I suppose feels possible, even if you're just starting off with the very basics. And today I wanted to talk about the idea of allowing yourself to really look after yourself. So, you know, a lot of what I've been talking about has been about like what maybe your purpose is about, or allowing yourself the simple things in life without having to wait until you're sick or unwell. And then it's that idea then of how do we allow ourselves as we move through, you know, busy lives. My herbalist said to me there a couple of months ago that she had a feeling that a lot of you in the membership would actually reflect a lot of me. And I asked her what she meant by this, and she said when you know, are kind of creating a group space for people, you tend to draw people towards you that are probably going through similar issues and similar things to yourself, even with different life circumstances. And that really stood out to me when she said that to me, because I know I do share, you know, examples of things that go on in my life. And one, that's really just sometimes to explain things in a proper way, but also to share that I'm exactly like all of you. You know, I'm not any more knowledgeable, any more intuitive, any more, you know, understanding than any of you. I'm exactly the same as you are. I'm a normal person. And today I wanted to really speak to you about this, allowing yourself in the midst of probably chaos, or in the midst of stressful situations, or in the midst of just busyness that all of us have. And how do we keep remembering that that's very important, particularly around our care of ourselves, or just simply to remember ourselves. So the past week for me has been extremely busy. Last week, my beautiful Indian neighbours invited me and my husband to this gorgeous event where they follow a thing, a mission around oneness. It's not like a religion, it's not a group, it's not a cult, it's not anything, it's not based on financial donations, it's not anything like that. It's just about being one and oneness and kindness. And this is how they live and what they practice. And they asked myself and my husband to go, and it was amazing. We had the best time. And then there was like a talk after with kind of one of their practicing, I don't know, spirit guides or whatever you might want to call them. And we got to have like a really intimate conversation with him, which was incredible. And then they offered us a 7-course meal. Like, it was amazing. And so much actually changed in that night. And that night when I came home, I found out that my poor mother had had a hemorrhage at the back of her eye and was actually in hospital. And the week has been very much about, obviously, making sure that she's okay and all the different appointments that she's to go through in the different stages. And, you know, that's been really, really difficult for her. And it's always difficult to watch somebody who's going through something and not being sure how you can quite reassure them. So there was a lot going on with that. And there still is with that, because it's not resolved yet. And then on Saturday, I had my proper send off for my dad almost 2 years later with his family, with my dad's side of the family, I mean. And we hadn't got together probably for about 10 years. Because there's a lot of different estranged relationships within their family. So that was on Saturday, and I really just wanted to go ahead. And then on Sunday I woke up and I had like this beginnings of a sinus kind of infection thing. Doing the antigens and doing all of that and all the rest of it. And then back into the last few days, you know, with my mum and making sure that, you know, I can bring her to different things and all of that. And what's been really interesting, I'm sharing this with you for a reason, this has probably been a very stressful week, you know, worrying about my mum and making sure that, like, you know, she's getting the right care and getting the right information and all of that. And then knowing then in the middle of that, say the stuff with my dad, and my body probably was just like, here, just calm down for a second. But that all of the different things that I've done for myself over the last, you know, number of years really kept me steady in it. It's been a really stressful week, and yet I haven't felt really stressed. I've been worried, of course, and different things like that, but I haven't actually felt that level of overwhelming stress that if something like this had happened, you know, a few years ago, I wouldn't have been able to even work at the same time as it. Now, I've had to take a bit of time off, but for the most part, I've been able to keep up with what I needed to do. And what it made me realise, and the reason I'm sharing this with you, is that, you know, it is possible for us to get to a place to allow ourselves to look after ourselves. And that when we look after ourselves so much, and this is what I'm always trying to teach, and it's time for me, this is the biggest thing I've wanted to teach, is that when we really look after ourselves and we allow ourselves to look after ourselves, that when stressful things come along, as they inevitably do, and I'm always saying this, you will be able to respond to those things from a better space, a better perspective. I'm not sharing this to be like, oh, look at me, look what I've done. I just had a really big realization this evening where I thought, wow, I'm not actually really stressed, like, at all. Even with, like, getting this kind of sinus thing, I've a compromised immune system. And I would normally get, like, really, really, really sick when I get sick. And touch wood, that hasn't happened. And I knew that. I said, yeah, okay, my body's telling me probably that I'm, you know, maybe a little bit worried, or I had a lot of pent up kind of wanting my dad's send off to go well, you know, and I put a lot of time into making sure that that day went really well for everybody, you know, and all those different things. But I acknowledge them. I recognize that that's what it's about. So I don't need to be really, really sick. I don't need my work to stop. I don't need anything to happen. That life can be busy and be stressful, and life events come up as they do, and everything can actually be okay, you know. And I think that I'm sharing this with you for you to take a moment and say, in my life, where is the chaos? And how can I allow myself to mind myself within that chaos? How can I allow myself right now to put the things in place I need to, that when more chaos comes along, I'm going to be okay? It doesn't mean, like, the last few days I haven't been worried or anything like that, but I definitely haven't been, like, stressed out. I'd normally be irritable or maybe giving out to my husband or whatever. I haven't been like that at all. And this is the benefit of looking after ourselves. And this is the benefit of allowing yourself whatever you need to do. And I think a lot of that is just about what we tell ourselves and how we treat ourselves. And never let it get to a point where you get sick or you burn out or a really awful life circumstance happens that makes you just stop and say, okay, this is the day I'm going to allow myself. Let that be now. But the allowing yourself is a continuous process from the basics to the bigger stuff that you want to allow yourself to do. And this teaching is simply about just looking at where you maybe can put that into practice in your life. So I hope that helps, and I'll talk to you really soon.